Yeah, hi, my name is Yonil Grande. I'm EVP of Wirecard Labs.
And I am Sarah Mackey. I'm the head of innovation initiatives, also with Wirecard Labs.
Well, they sent us like five questions we should talk about. The first question is, what are you most proud in 2019? Sarah.
Gosh, it's a great question and great to reflect on that. From my point of view, so in my universe is running an internal challenge as well as campaigns. So for me, this year we really had a massive growth and how many of those we were employing. So I really felt like it was a force multiplier year. We're able to reach out to more employees inside the organization and get them around an entrepreneurial and innovative mindset. And I think the culmination was at our global live pitch. For our internal challenge, we had top four teams from around the world, and we actually had 1,000 people, which is 20% of our company tuning in, either in person or online. So that was really exciting for us to see the groundswell of support. And what about you, Jorn? What are you most proud of?
Yeah, sure. I think, first of all, our my philosophy when it comes to innovation is really that we are acting as a facilitator for innovation also internally. So this is a huge topic, and it's a cool achievement that we had this activation of the worldwide workforce. We have to say this. 27 offices were connected here and stuff like this. 10% of the workforce have participated with ideas. So this is a huge thing. I think also we're doing a lot of in partnerships together with different organizations. We did a lot of things that are heading into leveraging on the digital IQ of our employees, having internal conferences, workshops. We're doing a lot with customers. So I think it was a great year, 2019, with a lot of achievements. I don't want to pick one, but I think overall we were able to leverage innovation for the whole company on a different level, and I'm pretty proud of, actually.
That's great. That's so nice to hear, Jorn. So lots of successes for this year, but naturally, of course, with any sort of growth engine inside of a company, there are challenges. What are some of the major challenges that you would share that you've overcome?
Yeah, overcome is also like a big word.
Or passed, at least.
Yeah, let's say we try to pass them. Yeah. I think the first one is everything that is in regards with prototyping. I think every time I talk to innovation guys from different companies, this is the major thing. Yeah, you as an innovation unit, you have all these ideas with your peers, with your teams, with your externals. And how do you take it like to be of value for the operative lines that have to do it? So the handover process is super critical. You do something, you do an MVP or start a new technology and stuff, but then you see nobody's waiting for this because the operative line, they have all these kind of roadmaps, and then you are on the roadmap for 2023. So we would changing this massively in a way that we're now working directly with the product teams or the service teams inside Wirecard, asking them what is a huge challenge for you leading in the future. And then we're trying to find the right business model. And then we have a process that starts with a beginning and a workshop and ends with a handover. So we're not involved 6 months or 1 year or playing around with this. There is an A and there's an B. And this is, for me, this is super important that you have kind of a process that is really reflecting or aiming in the direction that you creating value for the company, or for the product teams, rather than doing spectacular installations or technology that's not leading anywhere.
And having kind of that combination of both.
Right.
And I would say, from my point of view, this was our first year running an open innovation challenge, really sort of connecting with young people around the world. So I think for us to get that message right and figure out what we wanted to sort of ask for in an open innovation challenge, and you know, as a payments company, how do we connect in a meaningful way so that people would be excited about supplying us with ideas and sort of fresh thoughts and concepts? So I think we had a lot of ideas around how to do that, but we finally came to one, and I think we're quite pleased with what we came back with our first open challenge. So we were able to really sort of connect with young professionals, students, and startups. We have now a community of about 1,300 people that we have in the platform that we use. So we hope now that we've created a bit of a strong following. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a nice build for us to go into 2020. Mm-hmm. So that we can go from there and actually, you know, connect with that community in deeper and new ways. So that was a good challenge, I think, that we overcame as well.
Yeah, let me add to this that I'm in the very beginning, I was not 100% convinced of this, you know this. But I looked at the ideas and the maturity of them, and really I was stunned, because it's not like crazy stuff. This is really great ideas with a great impact, and I think we should extend this and maybe via partnerships with other companies in the payment or banking sphere create a bigger impact here. But I think the instrument in itself is it shows a great direction, actually. So yeah
I think that was sort of generally been a good learning for me. Whenever we run something, is there's always going to be elements that work and don't work, and how do we then lean in and leverage on the ones that work and learn and grow. So I'm glad to hear that we can do that next year.
Yeah But it is there.
So the next, we can cover next a little bit about what is the special sauce that we have inside of Labs. What is it, either as a team or as a company, that sets us apart from the rest?
Wow, super hard to answer this question. But let me try it a bit, because I mentioned this before. In principle, our program is has like in the middle of our program is are the internal workforce, more or less. We don't see ourselves as an island. Our message or our core strategy is to, you know, leverage the whole company that's doing workshops, doing keynotes, doing innovation challenges, and really trying to put the whole company on a different level and learn. And the success of this is really tremendous. I think that people are so open when you offer them tools and instruments to learn new processes, to learn how to deal with innovation, innovative ideas. This is, I think, it's a great thing. The other thing is, I think our team is in a certain way structured a bit different than in other teams. I think we are 10 people now, and 3 to 4 are coming from a product background. Mm-hmm. So not a consultant or marketing background standalone. So they have worked in a product role, but this is also, I think, super important. And I don't see that much in other companies.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you on the team, because I think, you know, a lab team, an innovation team, has to have a very kind of unique blend of skills and mindset. So I think it's been a great job on Jorn's part to sort of carefully curate those different skill sets. Former consultants, people that are coming from the startup space. We've got somebody with a financial background. Right. There's some psychologists. So it's a really interesting blend that seems to work really nice and complement each other. So looking ahead now.
Right.
We pat ourselves on the back for 2019. Now we have to look ahead. Where do we see things going? What are the trends that we have our eyes on in corporate innovation?
I think there are two things I like to mention. The first thing is not a technology trend. It's much more, and I would say, a new dimension of everything that is that's connected to every business, which is sustainability. I think every business, every product, every service, every B2B or B2C company now has to have answers for the questions the challenges of sustainability, actually. And this has some legal or regularities approach. It has to do something with the expectations of consumers and partners in the business world. They are changing very, very fast. And if you don't have answers to the challenges or the questions of sustainability, I think you will have problems in the future. So every innovation team has to have this on their list. The other thing I like to mention is a lot of, like in the last years, a lot of big companies in tech or in product open up innovation teams. And I think 2 or 3 or 4 years have now gone by. And I think now the expectation from the C-level change in the direction to really create return on investment, that mm-hmm. do something that's really having an impact on return on investment. So it's not that you can build your own island somewhere, you know, somewhere around and have a, you know, dealing with nice projects and stuff like this. You have to bring an impact for mm-hmm. the mainland to stay in this very, you know, yeah. in this metaphor.
So you would see, or at least what we would expect to see, that these labs teams are connecting a little bit more deeply with the, you know, important teams that they liaise with, right. like strategy,
right.
like product teams, and affecting change at different levels. Makes sense. So they're not, in order to be able to sort of get to a common strategy faster, really collaborating across the entire business
right.
in a better way.
Yeah.
Okay. So do we have a final message from Wirecard Labs for all our peers around the world joining the Innovators Conference?
Wow, this is also a hard one. Maybe Sarah, you have a message.
I mean, we always say on our team, we always say innovation never sleeps. And we really like that because for a few reasons. I think one, we have a global business.
Right.
So it really means that somebody in Wirecard, anywhere in the world at any moment is awake. It's something that we want to continually work at. It's not something that we can turn on and turn off. Mm-hmm. You know, our job in labs, of course, is to sort of infuse the organization with that spirit. But for anyone working every day, we want them to sort of always have that in their minds of mm-hmm. what can I do better? What can I do different? How can I create value?
Sarah, this is perfect. It's a perfect end for a little discussion. So
thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah.
And stay tuned to Wirecard Labs. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up for 2020. So look out for us.
Right. Cool.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.